श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग जयतः श्री भजन रहस्य विद एन एब्रीविएटेड मैनुअल ऑन डेटी वर्शिप कंपाइल्ड बाय द बेस्ट अमंग्स द 8th जनरेशन ऑफ डिसेंडेंट्स इन द भागवत परंपरा फ्रॉम श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड द बेस्ट ऑफ द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ श्री रूप गोस्वामी ओम विष्णुपाद शिल भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर विद कमेंट्री बाय श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत नारायण महाराज Introduction to the Rahasya, translated from the Bengali edition. Shri Bhajan Rahasya is compiled by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya. He has collected into the form of a book several confidential hints from his own method of bhajan to guide sincere sadhakas who are performing bhajan under his direction. Some years ago, this destitute person observed him performing bhajan. He was constantly reciting and relishing verses such as the ones in this book, thus becoming overwhelmed with Bhagavat Prem. For sadhakas whose faith is on the neophyte platform, the system of archan is provided. Many people are unable to understand the distinction between archan and bhajan and therefore use the word bhajan to refer to archan. One can practice bhajan by performing the 9 kinds of devotion, Navda Bhakti, because Archan is included within Navda Bhakti. It is also considered a part of Bhajan. There is a difference between complete Bhajan and partial Bhajan. Archan means to worship the deity with awe and reverence, that is, with knowledge of the Lord's opulence and by observing etiquette. It is also Archan to serve the Lord with various paraphernalia, according to rules and regulations, and with a mundane conception of identifying oneself with the material body. In Vishrambhu Seva, service rendered with intimacy and a sense of possessiveness, the hot rays of awe and reverence are still apparent to a small degree, but no one can refuse the excellent sweetness of its cool, pleasant moonbeams. A brief Archan Paddhati has been added as an appendix to this book. Within the framework of this book, the sacred meaning of bhajan is given in a way that captivates the heart. In the process of Archan, one remains more or less entangled in one's relationship with the gross and subtle body. In the realm of bhajan, however, the sadhak passes beyond both the gross and subtle bodies to directly serve Bhagwan. The transcendental sentiments that others perceive in great personalities, Mahapurushas, who perform bhajan and who are completely free from all kinds of material designations, are not worldly or illusory. Due to being directly within the proximity of the non-dual Supreme Absolute Truth, Advaita Gyan Paratattva, who is beyond perception, they experience the transcendental sentiments of devotional service that are beyond the range of material senses and material time. Rahasya means a profound subject that is instructed by the Guru and that is required to be known by those with great faith. As a result of first receiving spiritual instructions and then performing Vishrambhu Seva, which is the third among the 64 limbs of sadhan bhakti mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a devotee begins to follow the path of sadhus. To do so is to cultivate bhajan rahasya. Nishkinchan bhaktas means renounced devotees who are absorbed in Bhagavad bhajan become freed from material bondage. They therefore also become completely freed from the association of those bound by worldly desires. At that time, the inclination to engage in service throughout the 24 hours of the day, Ashtakal, awakens in their hearts. Pure devotees who are intent on rendering seva consider the association of non-devotees who are attached to either enjoyment or renunciation to be an obstacle in the attainment of their desired goal. Anyabhilashis means those with desires other than to serve Krishna. Karmis and Gyanis do not have a taste for bhajan rahasya. Therefore, due to being unqualified to enter the realm of bhajan, which is transcendentally illuminated by the 8 divisions of the day, they do not revere this book. When the day and night are divided into 8 parts, each part is known as a yam. There are 3 yamas during the night, 3 during the day, 1 at dawn and 1 at dusk. Only pure Vaishnavas are able to perform Krishna bhajan with one-pointed determination in all respects and at all times. Such continuous bhajan is not possible as long as one's gross and subtle material conceptions of I and mine remain. The living entities will not be liberated from this conditioning if they attribute mundane conceptions to matters related to Hari. Vaishnavas devoted to bhajan who have achieved their pure identity, means Shuddha Sarup, are forever prepared to serve Krishna. The 8 verses of Shikshashtak, composed by Sri Gaurasundar, contain transcendental sentiments favorable to bhajan throughout the 8 periods of the day. The 11 verses of Sri Rupa Goswami's Sri Radha Krishnur Ashtakalya Leela Smaran Mangal Stotram. Footnote: 8 of these verses, which are also found in Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Govind Lilamrit, are present in this book as the final text of each chapter. And the poetry that expresses longing for Ashtakal Bhajan, composed by all the exalted personalities who follow him, prescribe continuous bhajan. Upon becoming completely free from mundane conceptions of time, place and recipient, the servants of the spiritual master should constantly study Sri Bhajan Rahasya, the servants of the devotees of Sri Hari. Thus, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, 13th November 1927, Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh. Preface. Translated from the Hindi edition. Just as the sage Bhagirath brought the river Bhagrathi, means Ganga, to this earth, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashay brought the present flow of the Bhagrathi of pure Bhakti to this world. In his book, Sri Harinam Chintamani, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has presented an extensive deliberation on the glories of the holy name, on the distinctions between Naam, Naam Abhas and Naam Aparad, and on the method of chanting the holy name. He has compiled Sri Bhajan Rahasya as a supplement to Sri Harinam Chintamani. There are 8 pairs of names in the Mahamantra. In this book, Thakur Mahashaya describes the mercy of these 8 pairs of names and provides a remarkably beautiful glimpse of how to cultivate one's contemplation of Ashtakali Leela through the chanting of the Mahamantra. Several years ago, at the request of the sincere devotees of Mathura and Vrindavan, I continuously spoke on this book for some time. The listeners gave rapt attention and I also felt boundless joy. When I had completed my classes, the faithful listeners repeatedly requested me to publish a Hindi edition of this book. At that time, however, I was busy publishing some books by Srila Vishwanatha Chakur Thakur, in particular his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And I was also engaged in preaching pure bhakti as practiced and propagated by Sriman Mahaprabhu around the world. Therefore, I was unable to give this project my attention. Sometime later, I returned from preaching in the west to Sri Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura. During the month of Kartik, daughter Kumari Savita gave me a manuscript of Sri Bhajan Rahasya in Hindi with my commentary, Bhajan Rahasya Vritti. I was so pleased and asked her how she had prepared it. She humbly replied that she had compiled it from the notes she had carefully taken during my lectures and from my Brahmacharis cassettes recordings of those lectures. I kept the manuscript with me and after Kartik Vrata, took it with me when I again went abroad to preach. We arrived at the very beautiful island of Cebu, which, being part of the Philippines, is situated in the Pacific Ocean. When, in that favorable atmosphere, I looked at the manuscript of Bhajan Rahasya to edit it, I became astonished and could not believe that I had actually spoken it. I felt sure that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahasaya himself had inspired me to speak this commentary. To compile the manuscript, Dr. Savita had also meticulously searched through many authoritative books on Ragunuga Bhakti, thus further enriching Bhajan Rahasya Vritti commentary. The guardian of the Sri Gaudiya Sampradaya and the founder of Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, my most worshipful Gurudev, Acharya Kesari, Astotrshad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Gosai Maharaj, used to mercifully encourage and inspire me, his servant, to publish Hindi editions of the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahasaya. Today, offering this book into his lotus hands, I feel unbounded joy. All glories unto him, all glories unto him. The services and great endeavors of Dr. Kumari Savita in preparing the manuscript of this book, Dr. Srimati Janki Devi in helping her, Sri Om Prakash Brajvasi, Sahitya Ratna, Srimati Vrinda Devi, Srimati Shanti Devi, Sriman Purandar Das Brahmachari, Sriman Shubhanand Brahmachari, Bhagwat Bhushan, Sriman Naveen Krishna Brahmachari, Vidya Alankar, Sriman Parmeshwari Das Brahmachari, and others who were involved in composing it on the computer, proofreading and performing other services, are all greatly praiseworthy and notable. My heartfelt prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Giridhari is that they bestow an abundance of merciful blessings upon them. I am confident that persons eager for bhakti, and in particular sadhakas of Ragunuga Bhakti, who are eagerly desirous of Brajras, will greatly honor this book, and that by studying it, faithful persons will attain the eligibility to enter the Prem Dharma of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Finally, may the condensed personification of Bhagwan's compassion, my most worshipful Sri Gurupad Padma, shower me with profuse mercy so that I may attain the eligibility to fulfill his innermost desire. This is my submissive prayer at his crimson lotus feet, an aspirant for a particle of mercy from Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavs, humble and insignificant Sri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Sri Gaur Purnima, 20th March 2000, Mathura, Uttar Pradesh. Preface to the English edition. In compiling Sri Bhajan Rahasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has selected specific verses from the Vedic literature that serve to guide the sadhaka in awakening his eternal identity as the servant of Krishna. He reveals the purpose of each verse with an introductory sentence. These verses are presented in chapters that correspond to the sadhaka's level of spiritual practice from the early stages of faith up to the appearance of prema, when one's heart is blossoming with his eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna. The book's chapters are also divided according to the 8 parts of the day called yamas. In each yam, Sri Radha Krishna enjoy particular pastimes, a general synopsis of which is given in the final verse of each chapter. Following the introductory sentence, the main verse means individually referred to throughout as a text, and its translation are Bengali verses composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself. These verses paraphrase the main text and also include his commentary. Just as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the essence of each text and elaborated upon it in his paraphrases, our beloved Gurudev, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, has expanded on the meaning of each verse with a wonderful vritti or commentary named Bhajan Rahasya Vritti. In most cases, direct translation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's paraphrases have not been provided, as they are generally included within Srila Gurudev's commentary. This commentary reveals his genuine concern for the souls in this world who, under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas, are endeavoring to develop their relationship with Sri Radha Krishna. For this we remain bound to him with affection. A chart that serves an overview of Sri Bhajan Rahasya is located at the inside of the back cover. This chart, based on information from Srila Gurudev's commentary on text 6 of chapter 1, can be understood as follows. The Mahamantra is chanted by two types of sadhaka. That person in whose heart bhav has not arisen means the ajat rati sadhak, and that person in whose heart bhav has arisen means the jat rati sadhak. How each sadhaka chants each pairs of the names is described in the section outside the chart's concentric circles. Each pair of names corresponds to a yam, one of the eight periods of the day into which Shishi Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes are divided. These pastimes are briefly described under the heading Jat Rati Sadhak. In other words, this is the constant meditation of such a sadhak. Each pair of names also corresponds with the Ajat Rati Sadhaka's devotional growth as he progresses through the stage from Shraddha to Asakti. This development is outlined in the first verse of Sri Shikshtashtak, which describes the seven progressive results of Sri Krishna's Sankirtan, and each result corresponds with one of the eight successive verses of Shikshtashtak. Once the sadhak attains the stage of bhav, he is no longer an ajat rati sadhaka, as described above. Hence, that title is omitted from that part of the chart onwards. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur's analysis of Ma Mantra is outlined in this diagram, one should be careful not to limit this analysis to its two dimensions. Rather, the chart is meant to serve as a springboard to a more developed understanding of the Maha Mantra and a deeper approach to chanting. In the course of doing this translation, quite a number of questions arose. The book contains many technical and subtle points that needed clarification to remove any ambiguity. Shripad Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj kindly gave his time to clearing confusion and answering questions. Although he repeatedly reminded us that many of these concepts are never usually expressed in words, and that it is only by the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Gurudev that they are presented at all. He also pointed out that it is not possible for the material mind to grasp them, and we must patiently wait until we attain higher levels of bhakti to realize their meaning. We are also indebted to Uma Didi, Madhav Priya Brahmachari, Savita Dasi and Purnima Dasi, who were constantly available to answer all varieties of questions. The book would not have come to completion without them. Braja Sundari Dasi, England, originally translated most of the book from Hindi into English. Manjari Dasi edited the English, and Anant Krishnadas did a fidelity check of the entire translation. Shyamrani Dasi reviewed this draft, making English suggestions and clarifying the Siddhanta. We thank Shripad Bhaktivedanta Bhagwat Maharaj and Atul Krishnadas for checking the Sanskrit. Kant Dasi compiled the glossary and assisted by doing other computer work. Sundar Gopal Das, England, made numerous valuable suggestions throughout the manuscript's development, and Girdhari Brahmachari proofread the book. Krishna Karune Brahmachari and Jay Gopal Das did the graphic design for the enclosed diagram. Krishna Prem Das designed the cover and provided the layout for the entire book. We are ever grateful to Prem Vilas Das and Lavangalata Dasi for providing the final edit and for preparing the book for production. The English version of Sri Bhajan Rese was published by the kind donation of Sundar Gopal Das, Fiji. We also thank Gopinath Das for his committed support of Srila Gurudev's book production. It is by the transcendental compassion of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who introduced the science of Krishna Bhakti to the Western world, that we are now receiving the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Guru Parampara. He endured great difficulties for the sole purpose of giving us the most essential teachings as found in this Sri Bhajan Rahasya. Our feelings of indebtedness to him cannot be expressed in words, and we humbly pray that he forever bestow his mercy upon us. Finally, we would like to thank those devotees dedicated to the service of our Gurudev who gave their constant encouragement to this project, and to all those Gaudiya Vaishnavas who embody the various aspects of the teachings given herein and who are constant source of inspiration for devotees worldwide. Vajanti Mala Dasi and Shanti Dasi. Kamad Ekadashi, 13th April 2003, Gopinath Bhavan, Shri Vrindavan. Shri Brahm Madhva Gaudiya Guru Parampara. Shri Krishna Brahma Dev Rishi Badrayan Samjanakan. Shri Madhva Shri Padmanabha Shri Mannar Hari Madhavam. Akshobhya Jai Tirtha Shri Gyana Sindhu Dayanidhim. Shri Vidyanidhi Rajendra Jaya Dharman Krama Advayam. Purushottama Brahmanya Vyasa Tirthascha Sanstutma Tato Lakshmi Patim Shiman Madhvendra Ancha Bhaktita Tash Shakti Shayan Shri Ishwar Advait Nityanandam Jagat Gurun Dev Ishwara Shishyam Shri Chaitanya Ancha Bhajamahi Shri Krishna Prema Danin Yena Nistaritam Jagata Mahaprabhu Sarupa Shri Damodaraha Priyankaraha Rup Sanatana Doicha Goswami Prabho Prabhu Shri Jivo Raghunathanscha Rupa Priyo Mahamatihi Tat Priyaha Kaviraj Shri Krishna Das Prabhur Mataha Tasya Priya Toma Shila Seva Paro Narottama Tad Anugat Bhaktaha Shri Vishwanath Sad Uttama Tad Dasak Tascha Gaudiya Vedant Acharya Bhushanam Vidya Bhushanam Pad Shri Baldev Sadashraya Vaishnav Sarbhomaha Shri Jagannath Prabhus Tatha Shri Mayapur Dhamanastu Nirdeshtrita Sajjan Priyaha Shuddha Bhakti Pracharasya Moli Bhut Iyottama Shri Bhakti Vinodo Deva Satat Priyatvena Vishuttaha Tadbhin Surad Varyo Mahabhagvato Uttama Shri Gaur Kishoraha Sakshad Vairagyam Vigrahashritam Mayavadi Kusiddhanta Dhvanta Rashi Nirasakaha Vishuddha Bhakti Siddhante Swantaha Padma Vikashakaha Devo Aso Parmo Hanso Mata Shri Gaur Kirtane Prachar Achar Karyeshu Nirantaram Mahot Sukaha Hari Priya Janer Gamya Om Vishnu Pada Purvakaha Shri Pado Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Mahodaya Sarvete Gaur Vanshayanscha Paramhansa Vigraha Vayam cha pranata dasas tad uchishta graha agraha. Guru Parampara Vashila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. Krishna Haite Chatur Mukha Hai Krishna Sevan Mukha Brahma Haite Naradeer Mati Narada Haite Vyas Madhva Kahe Vyasadas Purna Pragya Padma Nabhagati. In the beginning of creation, Shri Krishna spoke the science of devotional service to four-headed Lord Brahma, who in turn passed these teachings on to Narad Muni, who accepted Krishna Dwaipan Ved Vyas as his disciple. Vyasa transmitted this knowledge to Madhvacharya, who is also known as Purna Pragya Tirtha, and who was the sole refuge for his disciple Padmanabha Tirtha. Nirhari Madhav Vamshi Akshobhya Paramhansi Shishya Vali Angi Kara Kare Akshobhera Shishya Jaya Tirtha Name Parichaya Tar Dase Gyan Sindhu Tare. Following in the line of Madhvacharya were Narhari Tirtha and Madhva Tirtha, whose principal disciple was the great Paramhansa Akshobhya Tirtha. He in return accepted his disciple Jaya Tirtha, who passed his service down to Gyan Sindhu. Taha haite dayanidhi, tar dase vidyanidhi, Rajendra hailo taha haite, tahara kinkar jaya, dharma name parichaya, parampara jan bhalamate. From him the line came down to dayanidhi, then to his disciple vidyanidhi, then in turn it was introduced to Rajendra Tirtha, whose servant was the renowned Jaya Dharma, also known as Vijay Dhvaj Tirtha. In this way, the Guru Parampara is properly understood. जय धर्म दासे ख्याति श्री पुरुषोत्तम यति ताहा हैते ब्रह्मण्य तीर्थ सूरी व्यास तीर्थ तारदास लक्ष्मीपति व्यासदास ताहा हैते माधवेंद्रपुरी। द ग्रेट सन्यासी श्री पुरुषोत्तम तीर्थ वॉज अ रिनाउंड डिसाइपल इन द सर्विस ऑफ जय धर्म। फ्रॉम श्री पुरुषोत्तम द लाइन डिसेंडेड टू द पावरफुल ब्रह्मण्य तीर्थ देन टू व्यास तीर्थ। He was succeeded by Shri Lakshmipati, who passed the line down to Shri Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri vara, Shishya vara, Shri Ishvara, Nityananda Shri Advaita Vibhu, Ishvapuri ke dhanya, Kari lena Shri Chaitanya, Jagadguru Gaura Mahaprabhu. Shri Ishvapuri was the most prominent sannyasi disciple of great Shri Madhavendrapuri, whose disciples also included the avatars Shri Nityam Prabhu and Shri Advaita Charya. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Golden Lord and spiritual preceptor of all the worlds, made Ishwarpuri greatly fortunate by accepting him as Diksha Guru. Mahaprabhu Shri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, Rupa Nuga Janera Jivan, Vishwambhara Priyankara, Shri Sarupa Damodara, Shri Goswami Rupa Sanatan. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna combined, is the very life of the Rupanuga Vaishnavas who follow Shri Rupa Goswami. Shri Sarup Damodar, Shri Rupa and Shri Sanatan Goswamis were the dearmost servants of Vishwambhar, means Shri Chaitanya. Rupa Priya Mahajana, Jiva Raghunathahana, Tar Priya Kavi Krishna Das, Krishna Das Priyavara, Narottama Sevapara, Jarpada Vishwanath Ash. Dear to Shri Rupa Goswami were the great saintly personalities, Shri Jiva Goswami and Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, whose intimate disciple was the great poet Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj. The dearmost of Krishnadas was Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who was always engaged in Guru Seva. His lotus feet were the only hope and aspiration of Shri Vishwanath Chakur Thakur. Vishwanath Bhaktasat Valladeva Jagannath Tar Priyashi Bhakti Vinod Mahabhagvatvaravara Shri Gaur Kishoravara Hari Bhajane Te Jaramod. Prominent among the associates of Shri Vishwanath Chakur Thakur was Shri Baldev Vidyabhushan. After him, the line descended to Shri Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj, who was the beloved Shiksha Guru of Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the intimate friend of the great Mahabhagavat Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, whose sole delight was Hari Bhajan. Shri Vashabhanavi Vara Sada Sevya Seva Para Tahara Daita Das Nam Prabhupada Antaranga Shri Sarupa Rupanuga Shri Keshava Bhakti Pragyan Gauriya Vedanta Veta Maya Vada Tamohanta Gauravani Prachar Achar Dham. The most distinguished Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose initiated name was Shri Vashabhanavi Daita Das, was always engaged in divine service to Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. An internal and intimate disciple of Prabhupada, following in the line of Sarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami, was Shri Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami. Having full knowledge of Vedanta philosophy according to the Gauriya Sampradaya, Srila Keshav Maharaj annihilated the darkness of all Mayavad arguments. He abundantly served Navdeep Dham, and his life is an example of both the practice and preaching of Mahaprabhu's message. Ei sab harijan gaurangera nijajan tadera uchishta morakam. It is my desire to honor the remnants, means uchishta, their Mahaprasad and their instructions from the lotus mouths of all those personal associates of Shri Krishna and Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.